This is a radical thought from God's Word. I'm Rick Lancaster. Let's look at a verse or two and see what the Lord might say to us. Today's radical thought comes out of Luke chapter 12, verse 38, and it reads, "He may come in the middle of the night or just before dawn, but whenever he comes, there will be special favor for his servants who are ready." Jesus is speaking to his disciples about what is to be expected of them after he is gone. And here in our text for today, Jesus brings out the idea of being ready, being prepared for his return. He's already told them that he's leaving. He has told them that he's going to die, and then on the third day, that he will be raised from the dead. He's even said that he's going to heaven to return to his Father, who sent him in the very first place. And it's obvious through much of our reading of the Gospels that his disciples didn't really always understand what he was telling them. The idea of us getting ready for Jesus' return is one that man has wrestled with since he left. The disciples, after Jesus left, stood watching and looking up into the sky right after he left, and two angels came and asked them what they were doing. The inference is that being prepared for Jesus' return is not about getting your bags packed and standing at the train station to heaven. That's why Jesus used the example or the illustration of the faithful servant. We are to serve faithfully, tending to the master's household while we are watching for his return. This was one of the reasons why Jesus was so harsh with the Pharisees and religious leaders. It was their responsibility to tend to the master's house, to tend to God's house, which included all the people of the nation of Israel, and to make sure that everyone was ready and watching for his return. Not only were they not doing that, but they would not open the door when the master of the house, Jesus, came and knocked. As leaders of families and ministries or churches, we have a responsibility of making sure that the master's house is being properly attended to and that all those we are responsible for are doing what is expected of them, and to help them to prepare for the master's return. Our minds and thoughts ought to be on heavenly things while we tend to the physical things for which God has made us responsible. There is a warning in our reading about not being prepared. We can't allow ourselves or anyone we are responsible for to believe that Jesus is going to be delayed for a long time. His arrival will be completely unexpected. And you and I, we have a responsibility to the Lord and to those who have been entrusted to our care to keep them ready for his imminent return. And that means we are helping them to live their lives as though Jesus could return before you finish this devotional. It also means that we live our lives with the understanding that people have been waiting for 2,000 years for the imminent return of Jesus. He might not return in our lifetimes, but if he does, will he find you and those that you care for prepared? Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, help us to keep our eyes on the heavens and our hands on the plow as we wait for your imminent return. That's a radical thought for the day. Have a blessed day with Jesus. This was a radical thought. If you enjoyed this brief message, consider subscribing to this podcast. We publish 3 times a week. Go to aradicalthought.com for more information and to see other podcasts and resources by Rick Lancaster. Have a radically blessed day.